1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. As you've likely heard news this morning and from late last night, Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot has passed away at the age of 84. Steve Ray joins us on the phone lines. Of course, you remember Steve Ray, owner of CJCS Radio back in the day, and a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan. And it just seems appropriate to chat with Steve Ray about this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jamie.
Steve, it's a pleasure chatting, unfortunately, under very sad circumstances with the passing of Gordon Lightfoot. Steve, I know you've already had tributes online on Facebook with Gordon Lightfoot songs. What are your thoughts this morning?
Well, it's a sad day. There's no doubt about it. He was such a Canadian icon. He was our troubadour who scattered beautiful Canadian images around the world, and many people came to know Canada because of Lightfoot songs. You know, Canadian Railroad Trilogy, Pussy Willow's Cattails, The Mountains and Marianne, just, you know, images of Canada abounded in his songs, and it's a sad day.
And Steve, Gordon Lightfoot was a huge influence on you. Of course, you've also been a singer, songwriter, performer yourself. Gordon Lightfoot was a huge influence on you.
He was. You know, if people ask me, how did you learn how to play the guitar? I always tell them Gordon Lightfoot taught me, because I listened to his records as a young teen and tried to copy every note. And so I've been singing and playing and copying Gordon Lightfoot since I was probably 13 or 14 years old, and people have told me that I sound something like him, so I guess it influenced me fairly deeply. I've seen him many, many times in concert. I've met him. I had a wonderful conversation with him after a concert here in Stratford at the festival, we talked about a concert that I wish I had seen of his. It was in 1969. It was at the Key to Bala up in Muskoka. And he said, you know, I remember that concert. And I said, how can you, you've done tens of thousands of concerts. How could you ever remember that specific one? And he said, well, quite easily. My dad used to deliver linens to Dunn's Pavilion, which is what the Key to Bala was called back in the day. And I used to accompany him delivering all of these linens. And I saw my very first live concert there. I saw Duke Ellington at the Key to Bala. So if you don't think I'm not going to remember the first time I played at the first place I ever saw a real concert, you're crazy. Now, of course I would remember it. And I actually remember that I debuted two new songs from the Don Quixote album, including Don Quixote.
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing story. Thanks for sharing that, Steve. We're chatting with Steve Ray, remembering Gordon Lightfoot. And Steve, as you mentioned, concerts over the years, and he has performed in Stratford several times through his career.
He has, yes. He's played at the festival a number of times. I've seen him perform there. He also was supposed to play in Stratford. Remember back in 2002, he had an aneurysm, in the abdominal aneurysm, and it put him in hospital for a long, long time. He was in a coma for about 5 weeks, and then it took him a couple of years to recover from that, but he was supposed to have played Stratford, I think it was the night before or two nights before, so a lot of people missed out on the chance to see him at that point.
Again, remembering Gordon Lightfoot, dead at the age of 84. We're chatting with Steve Ray. Steve, any other final thoughts on Gordon's legacy?
Well, you know what? The beautiful thing of this is that his music will live on forever. And all I can say is rest in peace, Gordon Lightfoot.
And again, Steve, Ray, thank you for your time. And thank you for sharing Gordon Lightfoot's music over the years. And I know you've been doing that on Facebook. We'll see if we can share it on our CJCS Facebook. And I know you're going to be doing sort of more tribute songs. Do you have a particular favorite Gordon Lightfoot song? I mean, there's so many great ones to choose from.
Oh, my goodness. I could probably pick three or four. How about that?
Sure.
I would think that If You Could Read My Mind is one of my favorites. I also think that Song for a Winter's Night is probably one of his all-time prettiest.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful, which was the first song that Carolyn and I danced to at our wedding. And you can't go without mentioning the Canadian Railroad Trilogy. Those would be the tops for me.
So many classics. Steve Ray, Steve, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate your thoughts this morning.
It's a pleasure.